So we stopped in the sugya last time involving with base. Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon said, when it says in the pasuk, "Meitzav Sadeh or Meitzav Karm Yisharim," Yisharim, you pay the Meitzav of the Nizik. That's what Rabbi Shimon held. Rabbi Akiva said, "No, it's coming to tell me the Loibar Kosu Zigris Yidokin Element of Idris." You have to see what that means. As we go along, the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara, the question didn't understand the Mishmal. Why should it be that you should always pay the Idis? Why should you always pay the Idis? All right, if he acts, the Gemara thought it meant that if you act kochush, you pay Idis. Despite the fact that it kochush, despite the fact that they didn't eat very expensive crop, you always have to pay the value of expensive crop. So Gemara says, why should that be? If you would have, the Gemara uses this expression, which we'll see in Tosfos, why it uses that expression. If you eat Shmeino, I understand you pay Shmeino. If you eat Kosher, why should you pay Shmeino? So the Gemara then suggested the first chat with Adar B'Avin, which was what? No, that wasn't it. What was Adar B'Avin? What was his terrors?
Something.
We don't know what to add. Add something, you don't know what to add. And we therefore thought Rabbi Shmuel would be Mechadish Chiddush, that despite the fact that only ate a might have only eaten a week, a kochosh field, nevertheless you have to pay the expensive, because it's possible that they didn't eat the expensive. You don't know what to add. So what was Rabbi's tiny on that? Right, as much as you don't know what to eat, why should you pay more than what you damaged? You want to think it did, so you should prove it. So until here, we thought that the pshat nebishmah was to be mechayev him more than what he actually damaged, possibly more than what he damaged. Either that be met more, even if he had kush, he has to pay shmeino, or to be mechadish that. If you don't know how much you damage, you have to pay Shmein. Last time I told you from Ismech, it was not Ismech, it was the Nativ. So I got mixed up. The Nativ said the Sfon of Adar B'Avin was that if there's a choice what the animal could eat from, it still went to the better food. And the answer was, so Rabbi said, no, still, you see, on that, I'm eating Mechavei Averei. So, Ela Omar Reb Acha B'Yakiv. Let's start again from there. Ela Omar Reb Acha B'Yakiv. Elam Avachav Yaakov. You see there where it is? First word in the line is Oliver Rye. Elam Avachav Yaakov, Hochav Maeskino, Kunchahoyso Idis to Nizik, Keziburis to Masik. The Idis of the Nizik was equivalent to the Ziburis of the Masik. So the Masik is much more affluent, has better quality land than the Nizik. The Masik has a choice of land. Yes. A weaker crop and better crop, and the best quality of the Nizik was equivalent to the weaker property of the Mazik. So we want to say that's a machlekes b'har pli. If Shmuel Soba, if Shmuel holds with the Nizik Shaimina, meaning that if that Nizik has weaker crop, quality crop, so what you pay from is equivalent to the weaker quality crop. The Mazik has to pay either cash. If you can't pay cash, then they'll pay land. What land, what standard of land does he have to pay? Equivalent to the Nizik's best quality land. So if the Nizik's best quality land happens to be the same as the weakest land of the Mazik gets away by just giving the weakest land, his weakest land, right? It is, the Nizik is shove to the Ziburis of the Mazik, you pay the weakest quality land that you have. Rabbi Shmuel Soba b'din Nizik Shaimino. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you estimate it based on the Nizik's land. So you have to pay Idis. But Idis of who? Says Rabbi Shmuel, you pay equivalent to the Idis of the Nizik. Of course, the Mazik's going to be paying from his own land. But which land is he going to pay? He's going to pay with the equivalent of the Nizik's land. Rabbi Akiva Soma, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, Mapitom. The Mazik has to pay from the best quality land of the Mazik, with the Mazik Shaimino. We estimate the damage done based on the best quality land of the mask. Okay, that's as far as we got last time. So we have here a machlokes. This is basically the maskana of the Gemara. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you base it on the nizak. What does it mean, the nizak? Not what he damaged. That's not the point. The point, don't care what he damaged. He might have damaged zibuyos. You have to pay land, your payment, that's what's going on. We're going to talk about how much you have to pay, rather, from what you have to pay. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about from where you need to pay. Rabbi Shimon holds, you pay the equivalent of the nizik sidis. So from which land does the mazik pay from? Well, it could be even from his ziburis, because that's equivalent to the nizik sidis. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, Meitav Sadeo Yishalim, the Mazik has to pay from his best quality land. So again, irrelevant what damage the Nizik made that was done, where the damage happened, you work on how much the Hefzid was, and then you pay using the Mazik's best quality land. So that's good. Right? An interesting discussion going down in a play scheme. What would be if at the time of the damage, the Nizik had really lousy land, and then the Nizik bought more land afterwards to up his land, and would the Mazik now need to pay equivalent to the Nizik's land that's good now? You say no way. No, it's not. I'm pleased you answered the question because it shows that it's not yet clear enough. Till Elon, we thought the idis was to define how much you have to pay, right? Now we thought if you ate in a small patch, you have to pay it. If it ate from a big patch, so how much you have to pay? We said there's no way you have to pay more than what you damaged. Oh, of course, we're trying to smear. Oh, at least you have to wear it. I mean, did you have to pay more? From this line, it changed. You never pay more than what you damage. Shad is from what land you have to pay. Do you pay from your Zebris or do you pay from your Idis? That's the Shad. Does the Mazik have to pay? It's going to be the same amount of bucks. If it's going to be just where do you get it from? Do you give it from the weaker land or do you give it from the more expensive land? We don't have a time anymore. Because you're paying the same amount. Just the question is, from what's it based on? Is it based on the idis of the nizik, that equivalent land, or the idis of the mazik? So what's that? The shayla and the freedom ask, what would be if the nizik at the time of the damage had really low quality land, and then he went and bought or won or received other land which much higher quality than it was? Well, now the mazik needs to pay equivalent to his present land or not, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Nishma, sorry.
Do you suppose the date of the damage or by the date of the payment?
That's the question. And also the other way. What would be if the Mazik originally had very cheap land, which is his Idis, and then during the course until the payment, he bought very expensive land? Does the Mazik have to pay from his best land now or not? That's the shine the person can talk about. Right? So here's the question. So the Rebbe Akiva says a chiluk between Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva. A chiluk between if it's on the Nizik or the Mazik. If it's based on the Nizik's land, it depends on the time of the damage. If it is based on the Mazik's land, then it depends on the time of payment. Why should that be?
That's
right?
That's
why should that be? So one sort of Kibega says is it has to be that way, otherwise every Nizik will make sure to buy really expensive land in order to cause the Mazik to pay that money. But people prefer paying. People prefer receiving idis than receiving ziburis. Idis is better quality So people prefer, you have to work a lot hard on Ziburis to receive it, to get anything. So people prefer having a small amount of Idis than having a lot of Ziburis. You can imagine, you can have 2 acres of Ziburis and all the plowing and the watering and everything, and you get at the end of the day a kilo of apples. And you can have 5 meters of Idis and you get the same amount.
So,
right. I thought I answered you. Okay, how about, let me deal with the show first because we'll come back to you. Yeah, sure.
He was definitely paying cash.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't have cash.
So what I understand is why doesn't he just leave? He can control what he's paying from by just either way he's losing the property. So he can sell whichever property he wants to give him cash.
If somebody's willing to buy it.
How quickly does he have to sell that property?
So basically, 30 days.
Well, that's all that has been soon.
Whatever reason to say.
Hmm?
Whatever reason to say. There's 30
days. You
can't always find people to buy a property. It's not always, doesn't always work. Oh, so Kivega said that's a svara, that the nizik, that it can't be based on the nizik. If the nizik buys it, should go further up. Because otherwise the nizik will go ahead to buy more land in order to cause the mazik to lose. It's not on that time. But Bemet, the Seder is like this. A nizik is based on the damage that happened to him. So everything is decided. If we're basing on the land of the nizik, if we're basing on what happened, like Yaakov says, what happened is at the time it happened. That's the decision based on what type of land you have at that time. The mazik, if we're basing on the land of the mazik, why the mazik? Didn't happen to anyway. It's a form of tashlumim. Form of tashlumim, so that's based on the man of the tashlumim. You could taste such a chiluk. Why what?
Why should that be?
What?
Based on what he owned at the time of the incident.
Yeah, but
let's wrap it later on.
The mazik, what's the mazik's role in this story? The mazik's role in the story is to pay for the damage.
Okay,
so the mazik's role in the story is he got damaged.
So
each person, based on his role, is what's going to be the defining factor for which karka is going to be considered the idis.
But
if the nizik's role is getting damaged, so the sack an offer would be what property was at the time you got damaged. If the role of the mazik is paying, so the place to freeze is at the time when you pay.
Why would you say that any more than the freezing is based on the time of the incident? I don't get what the star is.
Right.
What's the logic?
The nizik conversation.
How do you bring this joke into the words of it?
The nizik's out of the picture once the story happened. The mazik's not. The nizik's out of the picture.
So, the mazik.
So therefore I can hear that the mazik, since he's still in the picture, because his role is still to play, he still has to pay. Therefore, when the Torah spoke about his role, made to stay with the mazik, Torah spoke about it at the time when you're paying. Shenkin, the nizik, when Torah spoke about the nizik, it's whenever you were in the picture, you were in the picture at the time when you were damaged. You can hear such a spot.
It could be a torch, mazik sells his image. Somebody else always left with his divorce.
Theoretically, yes, but the problem is that once he sold it, if there was already psaked in, then it's already meshuvah to the nizik, so the nizik would be able to claim it.
You can't sell with land.
Well, the nizik might be able to, nizik could claim it. If it's meshuvah, if already there was a psaked in and meshuvah. But you're right, if there was a story that the mazik quickly, before they went to Basin, ready, sold his land, you're right, he's got nothing to pay with. What do you want from him? You can't pay for it. That was the intasis. We never require the mother to buy more land in order to pay. That was.
And this is Rabbi Kivayga.
This is Rabbi Kivayga, yeah.
He said, certainly this is the place, or he said, it could be.
Yeah, certainly. Rabbi Kivayga gets into the Memtes of Dalit. Says, the Kum Rabbi Shmuel holds with the Nizik Shaiminon near Poshmot. It seems obvious. It's based on the Nachosim that was for the Nizik at the time of the damage. Because otherwise, every Nizik would go and buy other better land and cause the mazik to fork out Okay, that is.
On the side, I don't think it makes sense.
Huh?
For the other way. This one.
Bah, the Kundra Kiva holds, says the Kiva, Kundra Kiva holds that this is of the Mazik, then the Met, he's philosophic about it. It could be that you go based about what the Mazik has at the time of the payment or the time of the Psakdin, and not the time of the actual damage.
It is something.
So,
it's something about it.
It's a suffix. So why does he have a suffix? Why is he a suffix? He thinks it's poshut. Right? Mazik doesn't have a suffix. So Shmuel Rizovsky explains, like I said, that by the Nizik, this story is what's referring to him is when it happened to him. So his picture in this, his role in this story was he got damaged. So his is at that time, Hashem came by the Mazik, it's a din payment, right? So either his role is still to come, and therefore it would be based on the Psak Din. Okay, that is the halacha of Rabbi Kiva taught for us. The kudu, which we're taking from here, is that when we're saying b'denizik, b'demazik shayminon, it not necessarily is at the time of the Psak Din or at the time of the story. It might depend. If it's b'denizik, says Rabbi Kiva Iga, it's poshut for the time of the storyline. If it's with the Mazik, it's possible that if the Mazik bought more land, he will have to pay from the better land if you hold that in Kiva.
I will try to give the back from the Russian Gemara used to also say it's exactly at the time of the incident.
Why? Well, what do you mean?
So, what does that mean?
Well,
we're saying by the Mazik, you won't be easy. Look at that
line. Which line are you talking about?
Which one is late? That
SUV. Where are you? Oh, right at the end of the line. Okay, we're not there. Okay, say that.
A couple of places in that logic, in the vote.
What? Yeah.
In the vote at the time of the incident.
No.
Without you, he can claim from there, right? And take possession of that land.
Gavot means to claim, nothing about incident.
So, what means to claim to take possession of the vote?
Right, correct.
Like
that, I'm an instant. Well, you have to go to base then. You have to go to base then.
Really?
How about that?
Really?
To work with.
What is the cases where, then, when one shoal strikes another shoal, according to the sheet of the Kiva, at that time of the instant, I can
show it down. Show it down, I can show it down.
That shoal.
Because of the Kiva, the show it down becomes a shooter.
I can grab that shoal, right?
That's because it becomes a shoot-up.
I'll grab shoal right now.
And then the Torah said, that the behemoth is you only go for the gufa. That's what the Torah said. So may the behemoth become part. This is not the same. Not too much to tell. As the apostle especially said, if it comes behemoth, it belongs to the nizik. Okay, so you still don't have the difference between the hafman and the before Elon, after Elon? You said you still
don't. I don't stop that it's clear.
No, that's the second for you.
It's not clear the incident was. That he was mazik in ziburis or is mazik in bidis. You're taking a lava and maybe Akwano of the school of Lama that agree that all of a sudden now, and I see.
No, there were
miniature center. I think it's as follows. It's not necessarily fair to be suggested. Why? Because the guys, you're saying the Nizak's ziburis was damaged.
Yeah.
And now he has a right to ask for. His penis.
The crib.
Why?
The crib.
Why should you be able to do that?
The equivalent amount of price.
Yeah. Equivalent amount of price. And so, why? I gave it. Why? Why should you be able to say to me that you want your penis? I mean, the person's damage is equal.
But the boss says many times.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that a unique instance? Why, in this case, are you making all of the assumption
that
I can hear about it?
The Pasuk said meta. Pasuk doesn't say what you damage. Pasuk said meta. You pay meta. The Pasuk didn't say if you damage meta, you get meta. Kiyami sodachem, kiyami ish.
The Pasuk has to say.
Beer, meta.
Why?
The Pasuk doesn't
say
it.
The Pasuk has to say why. Because it says maybe he damages meta, and the guy's going to want to pay. It's yours. So we say Meitav, it has to be from the better land.
Where in the Torah does it say damage Meitav?
What?
Where in the Torah does it say damage Meitav?
Doesn't say.
Right. So video. So the Torah says, Obir Biseah, they damage another person's field, and you have to pay Meitav. Isn't there something missing there? Isn't there something missing? According to what you're saying, if you damage Meitav, you have to pay Meitav. Well, there's a very big if missing. The Pasuk says, damage another person's field. What's the din? What was the storyline? He damaged another person's field. What level field? Doesn't say in the Torah, right? Anything. What's the din? Make it up so there you're shouting. You have to pay the best. It's your set of a dog. Wonder if you keep it. You have to pay the best of the Mazik. I only damaged the cheapest land of the Mazik. And the best of the Mazik is way better than that. So they're way up to Shlom. You have to pay the best.
This is the
more. Well, they're not there yet. They go about there. You're already here. In
this instance, it doesn't seem.
What? Not fair. Right.
Shmeina, Shmeina, Kusha, Kusha, same question. And I know it's talking about the amount of money to be paid.
So that's not the same question.
Quality is the same.
It's not the same question.
Why is that? You prefer this kind of money.
Uh-huh.
Why should I have to give up? Why should
the Torah says Meita? What do you want? Why? The Torah says Meita. The question is, I'm not quite, I'm not sure on your question. Your question, why we're learning that in the Sugya, you're asking on the Torah, why the Torah would say Meita?
Defining what the Torah is saying.
Not defining, you're changing what the Torah is saying. The Torah says, Ki yavi sodechem, or be yavi acher. That's what the Torah says. Doesn't say what? Meitav sodehu. And you're saying the Torah means doing any damage to Meitav. Yesh chafel po. You're not defining. You're changing. You're arguing the same when the Torah says to damage, only if you're damaged. So why happened to be damaged by this? So was Zeboris. So no Torah about it. Imagine, so you're cheating, you're not defining. The same way, it says, make them, it's talking about a particular scenario. It's a lamacha. Can't do that today. You have a question now. Why would the Torah say you pay? That's good. I'll ask the question that way. But you can't change what the Torah is saying. So the answer to your question is because the Torah says, meet. Right? So, create the Gemara. My time, this is where we got to yesterday. My time there. Or last time, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. You see where we are? We're up to Akiva. The first word line is Akiva. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. What is the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel said you pay according to the edicts of the music. So, what's his reason? So, he said that this. You remember the Pesukim, yeah? If you don't, you should have a Chumash Rebbe in front of you. The Pesuk says, Uvir Bistach. The animal went and damaged in another person's field. Mate of Sadeo, mate of Kalmo, Yishalim. He has to pay the best of the land, the best of the vineyards. So the question is, what is the mate of Sadeo? Of who? Sadehu. How do you translate Sadehu? His field. So who's the his? Magical then, is it? So it says in Bishmoel, but just read the possible before that. Right? So Nema Sode Lemato, the Nema Sode Lemala. It says Sode at the end of the Pasuk, Meet of Sadeu. And it says Sode at the beginning of the Pasuk, Uvir Visteacher. Ma Sode Amon Lemalo, just like Uvir Visteacher, the Sode mentioned earlier, the one mentioned earlier, the Nizik, is the Nizik's land. Because it's Uvir Visteacher, it damaged somebody else's land. So it's referring to the Nizik. So too, Af Soda Omalamato, the Nizik. So then also the Soda mentioned in the end is the Nizik. Read the Pasuk. Or via Bisteacher, Meet of Sodeo. Bisteacher is clearly talking about Nizik. So Meet of Sodeo means the Nizik. So you can pay according to the best of the Nizik. So, very good. So then, now we know Rabbi Shmuel. What should we keep it now? Rabbi Akiva get to tell us you pay according to the best of the mazik. Rabbi Akiva, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karmel Yishalim. Who's Yishalim? The mazik. So it's going on his mazik, on him. Meitav Sadehu Yishalim, the one that's paying the hech, the kol, Mishalim. from the one that is paying. The one that paying, he bases it on, and that's who you pay. That's what his land is based.
What's the idea?
The heir, who? The one that is paying. The heir, that one that is paying. Okay, so that is the machlokes of Bishmol ben Akiva. Bishmol says, well, read the pasuk. It's sodah, and the pasuk says sodah. Just like the first sodah means an izik, so to the second sodah means an izik. And that's Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, but the reading of the pasuk, the translation, makes more sense if it's the mazik. It says, Meitu sodah, Yushalim is going on the mazik. The mazik spiel, the best of his spiel. Well, we haven't yet said the words Zeir Shava, but you're assuming that this is Zeir Shava. We're about to say another line. Yeah? Okay, so you can wait half a minute, you'll have that question. So let's go Machlekes to Bishmol and Akiva. If Shmol holds, we have some type of Gilui, says Sada at the beginning of the pasuk, Sada at the end of the pasuk, it must be the same. And Rabbi Akiva holds, that no, you read the pasuk, you see not. Says the Gemara, you know what, let's see Rashi before we see the Gemara and Vayite. Nemo soda lemato. First word line is Nemo. Nemo soda lemato. It says, Meitiv sodeo yishari. Nemo soda lemato. And it says also soda early in the pasuk, uvia bistei. Acher. So our soda, so just like the soda earlier was talking about the Nizik, this is what the pasuk is telling us. Shem yesh lemazik karka. If the mazik has ground, hadoyme leidus the nizik, that's equivalent to the best land of the nizik. Yisharim lo yameno, you would pay him how much? Shiur demei nizkoy. The value, the amount of the value of the damage that happened. And to which Rabbi Akiva answered, the pasuk says, "Meitiv sodeo shel heichi." The best hand of the one of the mazik. The best hand of the mazik. Now here comes those words that you wanted, that David already mentioned. But I also exer shava va'okar le'likro. Exer shava doesn't come and oiker the pasuk shat of the pasuk. Says Rashi that when Rabbi Akiva holds that even though you had Gzeir Shava, can't be that Gzeir Shava can't come along and tell me that the simple reading of the pasuk is incorrect. Simple reading of the pasuk is Meitiv Sodeo, Meitiv Karmi Yishale of the one that's paying. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. Meitiv Sodeo Yishale, the best of his land he should pay. The simple reading of the pasuk is going on the mazik. What do you want to say? You had Gzeir Shava? No way. Gzeir Shava can't come and be oiker poshut pshat of a posuk. You say it sounds like you're saying about be a chiddush and not Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is, or those who come up with Sinai, so it can't be Gzeir Shava should come and uproot a poshut pshat of a posuk.
So can add to.
It can add halachas, and it can tell us, you can compare dinim, but to take a pasuk and break the pshat of the pasuk, you can't do it. That's a simple reading of Rashi, which is quite controversial, because if there is a Gzeir Shava, what was Gzeir Shava for? If there was such a Messiah, you agree there was a Messiah, how can it be that it can't be? What was it for? Must be. Tell me another halacha that it was for. Right there. But Rashi, simple reading of Rashi is that Gzeir Shava can't be oiker a pasuk. And the Gemara soon is going to be in another half a line, is going to call it Bemet Gzeir Shava, which fits in with what Rashi's saying here. There is a Gzeir Shava. But you should know, Tosis and Erichin, we have it written at the side of our Gemara. Ayin Tosis and Erichin, Tezvav, and Melad, Tev, Masal, Havu. So at the side of the Gemara, as you have it. But Tosis and Erichin says it doesn't mean a real Gzeir Shava. It's not a real Gzeir Shava. It's more of a hekish. It says in the same pasuk soda and the end, so it's all connected. They're not a real Gzeir Shava. And the Shittim HaKubetz is a big example. Machlokes about this It could very well be that Rashi that says Xer Shava can't be Oika is only in such Xer Shava, it's not real Xer Shava. A real Xer Shava could be Oika, that's what Xer Shava has come to tell me. But such Xer Shava that's not real Xer Shava, like Tosis and everything says, then Rashi says to Rekiva, I go with Poshup Shava rather than learning this type of quasi Xer Shava. It's possible to explain it like that. What's the matter, Yossi? So did the Gemara.
Switching it 180.
No, so did the Gemara. No, one more line of Gemara, then you can ask your question. Okay. One more line of Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said, it's Moshe Pshat. Yes, yeah, so what did Rabbi Shmuel do to answer it? Ahani Gzeri Shobo Vahani Kro. So here the Gemara uses the word Gzeri Shobo, right? I can make use of the Zeshav and I can make use of the Possum. You've got the Possum to tell me that you go according to the Mazik. I'll tell you, no, the Possum is not serious to the Zeshav. You see, you have a little football there on those words, honey.
Yeah.
Where does that football go to? Or maybe in America you would say basketball. Where would the basketball go to?
Kibbehagen.
Kibbehagen, yeah, I say basketball if she was wide awake on that one. Yeah, so Kibbehagen said, you see getting our shots on the side? You see getting our shots? And mine is on the right hand side, but yours also no.
Yeah.
Yours on the left hand side, okay. Every guard moves around. And mine it's on the right and yours on the left. It's okay. That he points out on that. There's also another Shaipik Berlin. They all point out this thesis. And thesis holds that it is not a real Teshuvah. That's what they're pointing out. So, on the words of the Gemara Teshuvah, Gvega tells you, don't get too carried away. It could very well be not a Teshuvah. Even the words of Nema Soda Lamala and Nema Soda Lamata, even in the simple reading of the Pasuk, Ma Soda Omolamala, in the same Pasuk, it's not Mochach in the words of Mishmar, he meant Xer Shava. Not Mochach in the words. Not Mochach in the words of Mishmar, that he meant Xer Shava. He said it says Soda Lamala and it says Soda Lamata. It could be just simply Pasuk Shat and reading the Pasuk. You're reading the Pasuk. Right?
The Gemara says it. The Gemara says it.
Yeah. How can a
regular or common Gezer-Shav be used? Netmar, Kossum, Kaka, Kossum. You were just Kaka Lamata. Is that a hint that it's not a regular?
I don't think that's more.
Well, Gezer-Shav is not
a hint. No, I'm saying, yeah, I'm not Lamata and Mala. I'm also like Gezer-Shav.
Gezer-Shav usually need two separate sources.
They normally are on two separate psukim. Yeah. Here it's in the same process. It could very well be there. Mishmar's going to tell me Pasuk Pshat, right? It's true that Gemara says Xer Shava. It's Tzad-Sheni. Rashi comes along with a wild Kiddush. The Xer Shava can't be Eker Pasuk.
Kiddush. Gemara says that. Gemara clearly says both words.
Rashi's coming along to say Pshat and Rekive that he can't come to Eker. Now let me tell you a Kiddush, okay? Before you start really using it. There is a... One second, I'm looking for a particular man mocking. Here we are. There is a Gemara in Yevamos Chavdal Adam Al-Adam. I must admit, I didn't check out this Gemara. It's clear in that Gemara, the Xer Shava comes, and that proves that the Moshav Shavuos. In Gemara in Yevamos Chavdal Adam Al-Adam, you can check out this man mocking. Xer Shava, that's what the Xer Shava is coming to teach us. All right.
Or in the Lord, in Eva...
If Xer Shava is there to tell us that it's based on the Mazik, on the Nizik, sorry, and that's what's come to tell us, and so of course it can be Oka the Apostle, Xer Shava the Apostle. That's what the Xer Shava comes to tell me.
You know that,
you know Mishmah,
yeah.
No, even if it's Mishmah, God said, Xer Shava, Ahani, go. I'll explain to you, good. If Xer Shava is coming to teach us, then you should know. This means Nizik. Meitzah today means Meitzah today of the Nizik. And I don't need to explain the possibility. I've got what Xer Shava told me. That's what Xer Shava told me. Xer Shava told me that this is Sadeo means Sadeo Nizik. You got a problem with the possibility. Xer Shava told me Meitzah today means the Meitzah of the Nizik. Even in a Mishmar, you see, he says, no, I need to have the Gzeir Shabbat. I need to explain to you the Pasuk as well. Hebekiva says, Gzeir Shabbat can't be Oikev, Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk. Hebishmar says, I'll explain to you Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk. It's not a contradiction to the Gzeir Shabbat. But they've all agreed Gzeir Shabbat can't be Oikev, Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk.
And that works.
Can't tell me that. When it says the words, make them Sadeh Yerushalayim, means Sadeh Yerushalayim. Can't be. Because that would be Oikev, the Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk. Poshim Shabbat the Pasuk and make it today or Ishara means the month. Why not? If that's what the Gzeir Shabbat is coming to teach. The Gzeir Shabbat is coming to teach. We should know here when it says the word today, it means Nizik. Meitav reading Nizik Ishara. What's the problem? If it's Bemetic Gzeir Shabbat Gemurah, then why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't we use this Gzeir Shabbat to explain to us Poshim Shabbat the Pasuk? We're not.
Ishmael says yes.
No, Ishmael says I'll explain to you after that Poshim Shabbat as well.
The final contradiction.
Why does he feel he needs to?
Because he's needed the possibility. He's bring possibility.
Why do you need to? You got Gzeir Shabbat. You got Gzeir Shabbat finished. You're not a story. You're not a story now. Why not? Why don't you?
Explain what you're reading.
Who said?
Thomas said.
The Gzeir Shabbat tells me otherwise.
What?
The Gzeir Shabbat tells me otherwise.
You cannot change much.
Who told you? Said that. If Gzeir Shabbat is coming to tell me this Kiddush, why shouldn't it?
You got a less shot. You have to read the Torah on the Pshat.
That's what Gzeir Shabbat. That's what Gzeir Shabbat is coming to teach us. Not like Gzeir Shabbat.
Sira.
Gzeir Shabbat. Who says Gzeir Shabbat can't be Oika Pasuk Shabbat? I'll tell you more than that. If you look in the Gemara, Yevamos. You see, Ken, if you bring a Yevamos, we'll check it out.
It is.
Yevamos, Chavdala,
Damadala. It is according to Rabbi Shmuel.
It's not. Okay, it is. It's not. The day. Okay, so we're going to read it. Okay, it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel did answer it. And Gzeir Shabbat, Vahani. The Gzeir Shabbat's got its use, and the Pasuk, you can read the Pasuk also in the normal way. Ahani Gzeir Shabbat, the Gzeir Shabbat's got its use. Kidikimna, like we explained, they do it based on the edits of the Nizik. Ahani Kroh, the Gzeir Shabbat, not the Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk, because I can tell you I drink the Pasuk, Shabbat, the Pasuk as well. Ahani Kroh, the Pasuk also has its use. Keep going! I'll tell you a case when it will be. Keep going! He is the mazik, it is Viziporis. The mazik's got two qualities then, one very good, one very lousy, nothing in between. But it is the nizik, Viziporis, the mazik, it is the nizik, and there is, the nizik's got good quality land, and Viziporis, the mazik, loy shavye, ki it is the nizik. Viziporis of the mazik, is not equivalent to the Idris of Inu. So you imagine that one land quality 1, 2, and 3, the Mazik owns 1 and 3, the Nizik owns 2. So now which land does the Mazik pay with? If he would have had 2, he would have paid 2. But he doesn't have 2, he's only got 1 and 3. Does he pay with a better land or does he pay with a weaker land? So says Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk is telling in this situation when he's got 1 and 3 and the Nizik's got 2, the Mazik has to pay grade 1. That's what you need the Pasuk. A Maskim, says Rabbi Shmuel, the Gzeir Shabbat can't be Oikev Pasuk Shabbat the Pasuk. I'm Maskim to you. And that's why I'm going to try and answer your problem. And Shmuel Bekiva said the Gzeir Shabbat can't be Oikev Pasuk Shabbat, and therefore the Pasuk means Mazik and not the Gzeir Shabbat. The Gzeir Shabbat thrown out the window. So, says Rabbi Kiva, Gzeir Shabbat can't contradict the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says it's the Mazik. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you're wrong. It doesn't contradict the Pasuk. Both of them have their usage. The subject, the Gzeir Shabbat will tell me that generally you base it on the Idris of the Mazik. And the Pasuk Pshat of the Pasuk, it says that you base it on the Idris. So the Mazik is true in a particular situation. You have 1 and 3 of the Mazik as grade A and C, and the Mazik and the Nizik as grade B. Then the Pasuk telling me made to Sadeh Yerushalayim, the Mazik pays his best land, which is grade A. That's what both of Mishnah and Kippah both saying. You can't have Sadeh Yerushalayim contradicting Pasuk Shabbat and the Pasuk. Both of them are saying, Now, if I can show you a Gemara that says you can, so it's negative, both of them is not a Rekiva. Yeah, Rekiva said, the Kaim Xer Shava negative the Apostle, and therefore the Xer Shava is discarded. Xer Shava is discarded? I thought Xer Shava is the Allah of Mesh Messina. How can we discard Xer Shava? It discards the Xer Shava. Can't contradict the Apostle. Must be the Xer Shava is wrong. Crazy to, not crazy, but it's a very wild thing to say. Certain Messiah, which we got from Sinai, this is a Xer Shava. Sorry, you must have made a mistake in your Kabbalah because it can't contradict the Apostle. We throw out the Xer Shava. Says Reb Shlomo, also quick in throwing out Xer Shava. You're right, it seems to contradict the Apostle. No, it doesn't contradict the Apostle. I'll help you out. It doesn't contradict the Apostle. The Apostle's talking about a case where there's grade A and C, and he's got grade B, then you pay grade A. And the Xer Shava is going to have a normal case when the Mazik's got A, B, C, and his best is grade C. So the Mazik can pay C. So there's no contradiction between the Pasuk and the Xer Shava. If there would be, I agree to you. Says the Mishnah, if I wouldn't be able to resolve the Pasuk, I agree to you, I'd have to throw out the Xer Shava. I can. A Hani Xer Shava, the Hani Krol. As I say, Reb Shmuel. Wow, that means they both agree you can't have Xer Shava contradicting Possum Chan also. So, what's Jax? What did Rashi say different to the Gemara? Rashi said Xer Shava. Rashi said Xer Shava. The Gemara also did.
Rashi says, by the way, he was Shiva.
Yeah. Xer Shava. No. What exactly to Rashi say different to the words of the Gemara? The Gemara says Xer Shava. Rashi is saying the words of the Gemara. Xer Shava. There's no question on Rashi more than the Gemara. The Gemara used the word Xer Shava. And we just discussed in the room that it's very unlikely to be a very normal Xer Shava. If it would be a normal Xer Shava, the whole big Gemara doesn't work. Why can't it be Oikar the Apostle? It should be able to. More than that, other Gemara says that Oikar the Apostle. If that's what Xer Shava is teaching us, that's all we would come of. I'm seeing that. And neither, both, Reb Shmuel and Rekiva, both of them agree that it can't be Oikar the Apostle. My question was whether you can somehow fudge the Apostle to say it's talking about a particular case where it doesn't contradict the Xer Shava. If it would come to the Xer Shava, finish, nothing to talk. Says Thesis in Erechim, it's not an old Xer
Shava.
It's fudging. The Apostle says, Mates of Sadeo, Yeshai, always of the Mazik. And you're saying, it's a particular case in a case when there's A and C and he's got B, and that's what the Apostle means. Okay, Thesis, whatever you want to use, don't use the word fudge. But I learned that by an American word, fudge, but. Maybe in English would use some other words. It means that you are playing around with it in order to solve the deal. So that's a possible explanation for this pshat in the Gemara here. Shmuel Ahani, it's back to the Gemara.
Actually, said it's very English, you said the same thing.
Yeah.
Not Rishmal.
Because Rishmal
didn't say that. It doesn't say that Rishmal disagreed. It just proved that even in this instance. It doesn't say anything to us.
Why is Rishmal answering back? If Reb Shmuel disagrees and he holds that the Xer Shava can be a Apostle Pshat and the Apostle, so why is he answering back to Reb Akiva?
It still makes sense on a Pashut reading of a Pasuk. It makes sense of it. He's explaining that. It makes sense of
why
it.
Why did he feel the need to explain himself? Reb Shmuel, a hand to Xer Shava on his girl. Huh? Why did he feel the need to? It's going to Xer Shava finished.
He's telling us what he's teaching us. In no instance that he's teaching us.
It's not mean
he's doing
a work with Xer Shava. He's not. I'm sure he's not doing a work with Xer
Shava. I have a Shava.
That's only because, if you keep a time that you can't have a negative apostle. To which Reb Shmuel answers back, it's not negative apostle. Meaning, if it would be negative apostle, you'd be right. Now, I'm telling you, it's not negative apostle. I have a Xer Shava. It's not negative apostle. That's why I'm willing to accept this Xer Shava. Both of them agree to this main, the basic. I hanocha that it can't be negative apostle. Just Reb Shmuel holds a hanik Xer Shava v'hanikro. It is not a seer. It can be. You can fit them both in. A hanik Xer Shava v'hanikro. Reb Akiva said it's negative apostle. Xer Shava is out. Says Reb Shmuel, no, it's not negative apostle. A hanik Xer Shava v'hanikro. I can learn both. A hanik Xer Shava, like we said, And you draw in a case when it's 1 and 3. So we stop in the middle of the line and Shmuel, let's go back. Like we established it. The mazik's got idis and ziboris. The idis the nizik, the idis le nizik. Right? At the side of the Gemara is another use which just speaks out a little bit more. Idis and nizik means the idis is not equivalent to the idis of the mazik. The idis is equivalent to in between. The ziboris the mazik le shavik idis the nizik. The ziboris of the mazik is not equivalent to the idis of the nizik. And the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but inside does. And obviously, the idis of the mazik is better than the idis of the nizik. So we have the idis of the mazik is grade A, the idis of the nizik is grade B, the ziburis of the mazik is grade C. Which one do you go? The mishalim le mi meitav today. The pehen mi meitav today. We pay from the best quality land that the mazik has. The loy motzi omale. The mazik can't say to the nizik, "Tor, go at you, go be mizik boys, go and claim from the weaker quality land." Ero, he has to be say, "Go be mameta, go and claim from the best quality." In this situation, when the mazik doesn't have the idis of the nizik, then the mazik has to give his idis, and he can't say pay from the ziboris. Says Rashi. A honey crow, you see that, right? The mashma meter of the Echtikom Mashalim. The maskim, the poshuk shat, the poshuk is that the Mashalim is the meter based on, the meter is based on Mashalim. Mashalim lay, me meter today. How is the Ziburis shaloi? Since his Ziburis lay have it, ki idis tinsik. Since his Ziburis is not equivalent to the idis of the nizik, he can't anymore give based on his ziburis. Rather, he have to give based on the idis of the mas. Okay, so that's what came out from the sugya. So we've come out. The Mishnah of Kiva, what they're arguing about. The Mishnah of Kiva, they're arguing whether we can make use of the gzeir shalom. That's what they're arguing about. The Mishnah says we can make use of the gzeir shalom. It's not a contradiction to the pasuk, so we can't make use of the pasuk of the Gzeir Shalva. And the Kiva said you can't make use of the Gzeir Shalva because it's a contradiction to the pasuk.
Then why do you need the Gzeir Shalva?
Go to
revision.
Because you can make use of the Gzeir Shalva, it's not a contradiction to the pasuk. Talking about a different situation. If it's talking about a case where the Malik has equivalent land to the Itis of the Nizik, that's what the Gzeir Shalva told me. You can pay from the ziburis of the mazik.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't have equivalent land, he only has either better land or worse land. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. You pay from the idis of the mazik.
Mm-hmm.
There's two drashas: the Gzeir Shalva and the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva though understood that the Gzeir Shalva contradicts the pasuk and the pasuk. Pasuk and the pasuk is always the mazik pays the idis. The Gzeir Shalva is contradicting that. Can't answer the Gzeir Shalva.
This is a honey, because I think that both of them have utilization.
Mm-hmm. Honey is in use, right? It's got a use, hanok. It's got a use, right?
Is that how we evolve? How do we evolve the growing?
You have a pastor.
Well,
you already reached that stage.
Well, no, it's no longer. Just
what's that up? Good winner.
They both agree that there's a problem now that we can talk to the beginning of the pastor.
Right. Because it makes that the Gzeir Shalva can't be
Oika, the
Yoga of a Bosok. This Gzeir Shalva anyway can't. And they're arguing about whether it does. Okay. Can we punch the Bosok to make it the Gzeir Shalva's Nos?
Okay.
And Kiva says you can't, and Shalva says you can. But both of them agree Gzeir Shalva can't be Oika, Bosok, Shalva, and Bosok. And yet, elsewhere in Shas, Gzeir Shalva says, so one possible term could be that this Gzeir Shalva is like Tosa said, it's not proper, but we're going to fight Gzeir Shalva. It's more of a hekesh, more of a connection in the pasuk. That's what I meant to say. I mean, really, Gzeir Shalva. You read the pasuk, it starts off with the B'yam Se Acha, and then moves on to the stomach, it's the same solid. That's what one pasuk. Chat, I think most of the shop, we hold lots of cash in the tea shop. How can it be? The shop can't be open. What, we have to start swinging the deposit credit? Yes, says Pigmar, you do. The reason is because it's not a proper tea shop. Is it the Kulia Almeh? The answer is no. But this is according to taste, it's an ear. Okay, so have a good day. Roommate, we need you back. So please tell your fever to drop a little.
Thank you.
36.
I want to be back. Just about. Go ahead.
You should be.
I'll do.